I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Jordan Tannehill joins me again. The acclaimed playwright and distinguished multidisciplinary artist is the Push Festival's curator in residence of Club Push. I'll get him to tell us about his role at Push and the production of Concord Floral, which he co-created with Aaron Brubacher and Kara Spooner. Jordan Tannehill is the author of Theatre of the Unimpressed and a number of prize-winning and critically acclaimed plays. Visit jordantannehill.com for more, and of course pushfestival.ca for tickets and information on the Club Push events and more. Concord Floral runs the 25th through the 29th of January at the Roundhouse Community Center, and there will be performances at the Surrey Arts Center on the 3rd and 4th of February. Please welcome back to the Planta Online program, Jordan Tannehill. Mr. Tannehill, good morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good yourself.
I'm well, thank you.
So, because of your role with the Push Festival and the curator in residence of Club Push, do you find that you spend a lot of time out here?
Increasingly, yeah. Well, I've spent 20 days last year, and then some time kind of before that festival, getting to know the community here, and then of course I'm back again for 21 days this year. So, I'm getting to know Vancouver quite well.
Yeah, and so we'll talk about the role that you have with Club Push, but I just want to touch on Concord Floral for just a sec. This is a production that will be seen, as I said in the introduction, the 25th through to the 29th of January at the Roundhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote that, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah.
Yeah, and so how involved are you with the staging at Push, and then I understand they'll be staging it in Surrey as well in early February?
Yeah, so the play that I wrote, I was one of the original directors with Aaron Brubacher and Kara Spooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Toronto when we first premiered the play. Every subsequent production since then has been directed by Aaron and Kara. They've been remounting and really sort of re-envisioning the show with each cast, which is drawn from local youth from each city that the show is presented in. So each show has a very distinct kind of, flavor, I suppose, and essence from each city that it's presented in. So they're entirely responsible for restaging this production in Vancouver and working with the Vancouver cast, and then taking it to the various communities thereafter, including Burnaby and Surrey.
This is the second year that you've been Club Push's curator in residence, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So what does that involve in terms of the sort of programming that you do there?
Programming this year involved three pieces that I've selected for the club. The three artists I've brought to the table are Dynasty Handbag from New York. She's an incredible cabaret live artist doing some really wild sort of persona-driven work. That you'll be able to see this year at the club. Bridget Moser from Toronto, an incredible performance artist who has presented work in the past at my former space, Video Fag, that I ran in Toronto with William Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And also Lido Pimienta, another fantastic performer from Toronto, also has performed in the past at Video Fag. She's a musician, an activist, and is bringing her incredible Latinx-flavored music to Vancouver, to the club.
Well, what's it like to work in that space, the Fox Cabaret? Because we all know its history in this town. It's emerged now as one of the great venues for events and for shows like the ones that Push puts on. How have you found that to work with?
Well, it's a very specific space, and I think there are certain acts that work really well there and others that work less well. It really, I think, lends itself to cabaret and to music in particular. It really is a club venue and a kind of cabaret space. So theatrical works tend to be a bit trickier. There's not a lot of tech, for instance, and there's a very specific kind of configuration of the room. But I think these acts will really lend themselves well to the space. And I think as curators, we're getting better at knowing really how to work with the space to the best of its abilities.
So as the curator of these events, for example, take the Bridget Moser piece. Mm-hmm. Is she someone that you have known previously or had seen her before?
Yes. Yeah, Bridget's a friend, and As I mentioned, I created her, her work has been presented at VideoFac in the past.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to see a lot of her work done in Toronto. So she's definitely been kind of one of the artists I've been inspired by for some time now.
And so what's it like then? Did you approach her and say, can you bring this to Club Push in Vancouver? Or?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. So what do they expect in terms of the audience here? I mean, do they ask you questions like that, say?
In terms of, we're trying to bring work that we think will resonate certainly with Vancouver audiences, but, I think their work will resonate with kind of any audience. I mean, it's really strong work, and I think we just... in my case, with these three artists, I just try to bring artists that I'm personally excited by and hope that audiences will be as well.
Yeah. Some of the other things that'll be at Club Push, Point Blank Poets, that's from England, mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I'm not the only curator at Club Push, so that was a project that was curated by the rest of the team. I'm actually not familiar with their work personally, but I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, and so I mean this speaks to I guess the variety of programming that Push puts on every year. As an artist, is that exciting for you to see the variety in, not only in Canada but from around the world that comes through?
Definitely, it's a great festival. It's really diverse in its programming. It's always excellent. I find the work is always very rigorous, very innovative, and I'm just as kind of excited, I suppose, to be an audience member as much as a curator. There's a lot of work I haven't seen yet at the festival, so it'll be fresh for me. It's a great joy coming to Push, for sure.
Yeah, and as an artist, as a creator of art yourself, do festivals like this, I mean, I hate to sound trite, but do they provide some inspiration as you continue your
absolutely.
Work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I left... last year, feeling really filled up with energy and ideas and conversations. These festivals are vital not just for audiences, but also for the artists themselves who have a chance to see each other's work. It really, I find it really vivifying.
Yeah. Now, the Jibs Cameron piece is that's one of yours that you're curating. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So Jibs Cameron is the artist. Dynasty Handbag is her performance persona.
Yeah. And so you've seen that obviously before. Would you give us a bit of a preview of what one might expect on the 20th?
Right. Well, she is just an incredible, larger than life performer. She is. This kind of kinetic, almost shamanic presence on stage. And this piece, she's performing a number of familiar golden oldies, except they're invented. They're not they're not real golden oldies, but she kind of reinvents the kind of songbook, if you will, queers it, and really turns it on its head. So she's, definitely someone not to miss.
Yeah. Well, you have a very busy... life beyond Push. What's next for you?
Well, I'm working at the moment on a project with the National Theatre in London, England, in a collaboration with the National Film Board of Canada, working on a project with them that involves bringing virtual reality to theatre. So it's a play that I'm writing and directing staged entirely within a virtual reality environment, which is a fairly pioneering project, technologically speaking, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been working with the National in London for 2 weeks, most recently in December, and we were finding some pretty exciting, sort of breaking some pretty exciting new ground on that project. So we'll be, that'll be sort of one of the main projects for 2017.
By the way, how often are your plays produced here in Vancouver?
Well, I've only had the chance to only one play has been produced so far, which was Touchstone Theatre's production of my play Late Company. Mm-hmm. So this production of Concord Floral will be the second.
Yeah, because I mean I read the reviews of the shows that you mount in Toronto, and I mean
you
know, I don't need to tell you how outstanding the notices are.
Thank you.
And I wonder why they don't produce you here more often.
Well, you know, that was part of the reason why I think Norman Joyce brought me out here, is because there are really distinct sovereignties, it seems, between the West Coast and the East Coast. Vancouver sometimes feels like miles and miles away, both, of course, geographically, but also culturally. Like, there's sometimes not very clear channels about not only what's happening in Toronto out in Vancouver, but what's happening in Vancouver out in Toronto. We so rarely get to see the fantastic work being produced by Vancouver artists in our city. So part of my being out here is also to kind of create a bit of a pipeline, specifically with the sort of indie Toronto scene that I was really kind of part of with VideoFag especially.
Yeah.
I think, but you know, that may change in time. I'm not sure. I would love to do more work out here for sure.
Yeah. So when you look at the country and you look at theater, I mean, is there a so-called Canadian theater that's emerging?
Well, I mean, I think Canadian theater has been here for decades. Yeah. I mean, I think we have a really strong, very strong scene, a very diverse scene. I think there are regional trends. There's certainly a Vancouver scene. There's a Toronto scene. There's certainly a Montreal scene. I wish they often, you know, interacted more often together. Of course, incredible things happening in the north, in the prairies, in the Maritimes. So, yeah, we have a really strong, vital scene, and we have had for, I think, for a long time.
I'm thinking of your previous book and mm-hmm. The sort of theater that you sort of that you didn't like, say.
Right.
There's something that's really exciting that's coming out, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think. I do think there can be a kind of stagnation, or I guess calcification, if you will, in the regional theater world sometimes, and that's certainly not just in Canada. In fact, I think actually our regional theaters in Canada tend to be a bit better than our American counterparts for this.
Yeah.
But I do think we have a really vital independent scene. There's so many companies who are doing challenging work every year, new artists who are appearing. I have a lot of. I'm really excited by what I'm, a part of, and what my peers are doing in this country.
Jordan, I appreciate your time today, and break a leg, as they say, in your business.
Thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate your time.
JordanTannehill.com is the website. PushFestival.ca for tickets to Concord Floral, and of course the events at the Fox Cabaret, the Club Push shows. Those are on from the 20th. Right through to the 4th of February. Jordan Tannehill joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plato.